This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:50. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And we've been talking about a couple of different things the past hour. So on today on Twitter, we looked at a video that's gone viral. It's a quite a difficult one to watch, I must say, of an elderly delivery rider. And so a lot of people have been sharing that and talking about how they essentially felt rather sad or upset at the fact that someone of his age should have to go out and do this sort of labor-intensive work. So we've been asking you for your thoughts, and we've been asking you how you feel about elderly folks working to make a living. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Earlier on the show, we were also discussing the request and then subsequent withdrawal of said request by former Prime Minister Najib Tun Razak for a piece of land as well as a house worth 100 million ringgit from the government. And we've been asking you whether you think former Prime Ministers should have special privileges. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Let's see. Let's start with messages on the video. So we have Prabha, who sort of quite neatly links both our stories so far. And Prabha says, if Tun M has to work, then what more us mere mortals? And Prabha, to that, I will just say, I think Tun M really is... The levels at which Tun M is able to work are unattainable for most other mere mortals, and I'll leave it at that. But we have, I think, largely quite an interesting bunch of messages on what it means to be working when you're a senior citizen. So we have Pangil Aku Bobja, who says, working into your old age is okay, but it should be a suitable kind of job. Besides, working makes your brain functions and keeps you alert. It keeps away some diseases. Delivery, though, may not be a good option. And, you know, I think that's largely it, isn't it? I'm not really making a case for older folks or senior citizens not working. I think if it's something that fulfills you and keeps you active and gives your life meaning, I absolutely think it's something that should be encouraged. I think it's actually more that idea of having to work because you have no other option. And also, as you pointed out, I think particular kinds of jobs that may not necessarily be safe or healthy, or really, I think, just the kind of thing that is more difficult than it is fulfilling. And I think that's where that gap kind of lies. We have Katrina, who says, it's true that Malaysians need to plan their retirement better. However, I feel that it is empowering for the elderly to have the freedom to choose to continue working. I think it's the type of jobs they have to take on that isn't a good fit. Especially many of our elderly are not computer literate or they lack a competitive edge. More suitable jobs should be created for them with benefits and protection designed for the elderly. I completely agree with you, Katrina. I think that there is a lack of a fit. And I think there's also lack of effort in harnessing the possibilities of people beyond a certain age. You're right that they may not necessarily have the skills that would apply to many things in today's world. But I also think that there can be programs or ways in which that we can make sure that they have something to offer. And I do think that the older community might lack in terms of skills when it comes to technology and so on. They make up for with experience. They make up for with, I think, being able to mentor people. And that's something that's always worth keeping in mind. We have Terry, who says, I don't feel nice seeing the elderly work, but we live in a system where there's no choice. I wish there was a better system set up for them. Singapore decades ago had programs for the elderly working in places like fast food restaurants. I think that's good. It's a controlled environment and it's safe. So Terry, that's actually an interesting one because in preparing for this segment, Singapore came up a lot here in the office as we were discussing it. And many of us really expressed how uncomfortable we felt when we had been in Singapore and we saw these elderly people working in places like fast food restaurants or food courts and doing jobs like clearing tables. But I think that point about creating a proper sustainable program and taking into account then things like safety and how you can make that program work for them is perhaps the flip side of that, right? Like if the necessity is to work, then perhaps doing it in a organized, thought out manner is something that then both protects and cares for the people who take that choice, as well as provides, I suppose, a sustainable way of working in the long term. We have Munif as well, who says, I tag team with my retired mom. I draw artwork with edible ink on cakes that she bakes, and they've been selling like hotcakes, pun most definitely intended. I love that idea. I love hearing of retirees or older people who have worked out home businesses that they can do. And I think the tag team idea is really something that could go a long way. We have, let's see, Maggie says, I was recently approached by a senior-looking gig worker because he was having problems trying to find the brand of spaghetti ordered by his client. He was clearly not well-versed in the English language. At the same time, he also seems to be having eyesight issues as he kept squinting into his handphone. As I walked away after helping him locate the item, I whispered to my daughter what the poor chap was facing was exactly why parents worry and fuss over our kids when they don't put effort into their studies. My daughter was very upset. About the video going viral, I think the former Prime Minister Najib might have withdrawn his application because he saw the video and realized that he wasn't that effective in his jasa to the Nagara, since there are still so many rakyat having to struggle to survive. Well, Maggie, I don't know about the video's connection to that story, but I think the point about there being perhaps a lot more people who are in need of that kind of help and money, very well made. I agree. I also wanted to pick up on that idea of a future and this notion that we get told that a lot, right? If you don't work hard and if you don't do a certain thing, you'll end up like this. But I think the other part of that is that there are a lot of people who do things that they thought would tide them over. They think their savings are going to go a long way. They think that their EPF will see them through. But then things like inflation and cost of living comes along. And suddenly that amount that was supposed to care for you in your golden years, as it were, end up not being enough. So I think there is a larger question here of not just how people manage their money, but the kinds of protections we have in place. And something we've brought up a lot on the show, the notion of really raising minimum wage, raising wages in general to reflect inflation rates. So keep those thoughts coming. We have been talking about a number of things this hour about former Prime Minister Najib's request for a house and land from the government in line with privileges that are afforded to former prime ministers. We've also been talking about older people working, and that comes from a viral video where an elderly Grab delivery rider has basically been getting a lot of response. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this on Inside Story, we'll be continuing our focus on education and the Malaysian Education Blueprint. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.